Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Hello and welcome to Click It or Tick It. I am Pete Mutino.
It's no surprise to me that it took like three tries to get this podcast going.
And I'm Nick Schaefer, and I'm nostalgic for the days when driving drunk and blacking out was a good thing.
Yeah, you mean like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And before?
Or right about now.
From the beginning of the invention of cars until 10 years ago, it was sweet to drive drunk.
Feel good. My car's in the front yard. We're all having a great time.
I'm Glenn Marshall, by the way, and we'd like to welcome back our glorious guest and new number one fan.
Straight out of South Boston. Who is it?
Rick the Brick LaMonica.
I think...
Brick, he's back.
I don't think he's a guest even. He's or a number one fan. I think he's captain of the street team.
See,
he's head of...
He's captain of the team.
She was a brick house. He's a brick mansion.
Head of PR.
Fact.
Yeah, there we go. He's as much.
You
as
think a... your bullets can hurt
no.
him?
Nay.
You're wrong, sir.
Oh, Eric, it's a pleasure. I heard we got a great cast up.
The Lava Cat
hasn't been posted yet. It's actually so exclusive that even Nick hasn't heard it.
I have no idea what it's about.
Oh, well, you don't even know what Peter's new name is.
What's
after
that?
This cast?
Lava, and then there's
lava
one
man
to go up. That's actually my third level.
Yeah, no. It's Pete Lava Mutino.
Because we were talking about
he has to eventually evolve as every other Pokemon must.
Yeah. Into Pete Lava.
Right
man.
Now I'm a mere well,
Pete
right
lava
now
man
I'm a mere Geo dude, but Golem will come. But okay. you guys have to hang through for my Graveler period.
And then we have to trade you into another podcast?
Just like a girlfriend. She has a regular period and men have Graveler periods. And or Haunter periods. And or Poliwhirl periods.
Pete Lava.
All right, I'm going to set my mic down, Pete. You want to just keep naming Pokemon?
Yes. Aerosaur, Dactyl. Da, 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 da. That was my attempt at the Pokemon. I'm just going to stop.
Right. Well, now it's over.
Pete Lava, Fog. Yale Mutino.
Like this podcast. Good night, everybody. That's one in the bank.
Speaking of things ending, we might be seeing the ending of Glenn or Pete right now.
Oh.
In...
Guess the gender of
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
This is what I came here for.
All right, so the score right now
is 21-20. Pete is
my
in the
balls.
Lead. Glenn has closed
my
it.
My balls were so close to the proverbial bandsaw.
They're still there, but you're pushing Pete towards his own bandsaw.
And then Pete kidnapped me in the night and threatened me with an actual bandsaw.
Now, this has been going since the third episode, so once again, this is history. Click it or ticket, history in the making.
Yes.
If you haven't been following,
history.
Go back and do so now. And then come back to
yeah,
this
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, Eric, what do you think of
it's
this?
Like choose your own adventure. It's
what
like
do
go
I
back
think about the game itself or the competition right now?
Both.
Well, the game is great. Brilliant. Brilliant game. Okay. I want to see more Game Master or Game Master.
Well, that's not up to me. That's up to these two gents sitting to my right.
These two
All
slackers.
Right, Nick.
Phenomenal idea. But this is the cream of the crop as far as these games go.
All right. And as you know, you're the most experienced listener with Guess the Gender of the Offender, or one. You're at least tied for first. No one's exceeded you in listening to this, correct?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So can you give us a little pregame analysis here? What do you think is going to be the strategy here? What's
Well, right now, I mean, what Pete has to worry about is that Glenn has a good chance at coming back, mainly off of Nick's... I'm done now. That was the end of it. That wasn't
that was
a drop. That was
the...
me myself. I apologize.
Eric, he has dropped Tourette.
I thought you were getting that fixed, man.
I wanted to, but it's a tough economy.
Yeah, some people's voices just crack.
Fucking
yours,
economy, man.
Mine squeaks.
Yeah, when
horribly.
You went through puberty, you...
I got kicked in the balls real hard, and it kind of just... It stayed with me.
Now you sound like a bike.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Or
so it's Eric,
sort of
horn. The huffy...
I either
LaMonica.
Sound like a bike, or I sound like a lot of bees are attacking me. One of the two.
Oh, not the bees.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees!
excuse me.
Bowie's freaking out. Bowie, the podcast pooch, does not like the bees.
Well, who would? They're in his
I want to know how you got that wrestler's mask on him.
Oh, I don't
It just says click it or tick it on the forehead.
What? That's it in reverse.
That sounds...
But it still sounds like not the bees.
It sounded like give the props Heil.
it's
we hear it one more time before we start.
Sounded like some foreign language.
1 second. Christian's giving me the one.
Yeah,
finger.
The 1 second.
The one B.
He's holding up his hand. It sounds like
that's what Dante's Inferno sounded like throughout.
No, it sounds like Dragon Ball Z before it was been translated to English.
That's what even more Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, it's a
spirit bomb coming.
It's
but first,
screaming in Japanese.
Oh my god, that is too funny.
But anyway, as far as Guess the Gender of the Offender goes,
yeah,
I'm
what's
quite excited to find out what the outcome's going to be. And I'm glad that I could be here tonight, because I forgot that the last one I thought was it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but so did I.
We were playing at 21, but you got to win by 2. Right. Glenn actually closed the gap.
And he closed the gap very fast.
Against all odds.
After like an 11-point deficit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
huge. Oh, yeah. No, you were down.
And it's hard to come back in this game.
I'm hard.
Well, I love the fact that you have to explain why you guessed. And it's always that Glenn is like, Nick just gave Pete a look. That means it's going to be the opposite. I'm changing my answer.
No, because Nick gives everything away with his eyes.
The thing is,
I am an FBI.
This
red
look last time. You thought Pete was switching to the right answer.
Well,
you're like, oh, it's over.
Usually when I see that look, it means I'm about to be. Look is, let's see how deep I can stick my dick into Glenn's ass. That's what the look is.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting.
To be fair, for the first like 10 episodes, I always, no matter what look I gave, Pete was always right anyway, whether I gave a look or not. But this one comes to us, if we could all, you know, all joking aside here, this comes
give
to
it
us,
a moment of silence.
This comes to us from our listener, Jeff. He will not be listening to his podcast. He'll be listening to it in heaven pretty soon.
Because he's eating.
Because he's dying.
Get well, buddy. I'm sorry we couldn't fulfill your last wish, but we're busy men.
But he wrote this note. He sent us this Guess the Gender of the Offender, but he wrote, I don't have much time left on this earth, and I'm hoping to see the outcome of round one of Guess the Gender of the Offender. Here are some pretty good articles. So thank you.
In the future, we will call it the Jeff Dalio Memorial Tournament.
Yeah, yes. And then we'll angle a speaker up towards the heavens.
The semi-annual
so that he may
event.
Hear it. You know, instead of
and then we'll curse God on top of it. Maybe he'll send him back.
You bastard!
All right, so you guys ready?
Club sauce. Yes, I am more than ready.
Hey Bowie, chill out.
All right, in this summer heat, we're going to Phoenix. Ooh. Phoenix police made a startling discovery when they pulled a motorist over for reckless driving, a toddler boy wearing a diaper full of methamphetamines. Ooh. So, cops say the unidentified driver had hidden the illegal drug in their 2-year-old son's diaper. MyFoxPhoenix.com reported, the boy was riding in the back seat when the authorities say they discovered the concealed bag of meth. Some actions led us to believe the child might have something stashed on him, Phoenix Police Sergeant Siriang Usmoon told the station. The last name is actually Syawarungsymun.
Oh, Serge Tankian.
Exactly. So he told the station, it could possibly kill the kid if he were to ingest a good amount. The toddler is currently in the care of Child Protective Services. The parent has been arrested. Who is this smuggling parent? Are they male or female?
See, I feel like females have more would be more comfortable with their baby's genitalia. And it's like they can take the meth. But I feel like the swindling aspect of it is leading me to believe it's a male.
All right, I'm going female on this one. Because usually females have an incredible maternal instinct, but only in the instance of drugs are they ever like, will a woman ever leave her baby behind or anything
so
like that?
You're going for the poetic angle.
No, I'm just
saying.
Which
could be the nail in your coffin.
I know, but I'm just saying that it would have to be drugs to have a woman be this lax and shitty as a parent.
This is for all the marbles. You're going kind of fast with this.
There are so many marbles at stake.
Right.
Yeah, this is a...
There's a big goddamn pile of marbles.
We're not talking proverbial marbles.
Oh, Bowie's standing up. He knows the end is near.
Yeah, Eric...
Bowie, if I lose, we're going to have to put you down, buddy. I'm sorry.
He looks really upset when you say that. The eyeliner really gives him more expressiveness of the face. Well, sir, those are your final answers?
Yes. Yep. Christian, if we can get a drum roll, even though I know you don't have...
Or the bubble roll.
Bubble roll. Here we go. Cauldron is brewing.
Those are indeed the final answers. Pete is correct.
Oh my god, this is like 35 podcasts in the making. Value.
Glenn, I was rooting for you so hard.
40
That's because you're a Red Sox fan, and Glenn was the Red Sox.
Exactly.
So this is
Yankees win.
Cocksucker.
Let's go, yeah.
Oh, man.
As he's wearing my Monterey Bay Sox hat. Thank you.
Do you guys want to do... do you want to do one more just for fun?
And get, okay.
Let
Eric, yeah, let's
let
do
Eric
it.
Get
let's
in,
do
let's
it.
Let's let Eric in on this one, too.
How about we have a consolation match? Glenn versus Eric.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
all right.
This one is for Bowie's ownership.
This is actually... I'm like a shortstop in the major leagues, and he's like the AAA player who's due to replace me next year because of my poor performance.
Yeah. No, Eric's numbers are really promising in the minors here.
Oh, yeah.
But this comes to us from a beautiful, glorious princess, Alyssa, who's sends us pretty much 90% of all of our shit. So,
thanks for doing next job for him.
Yeah. No,
zing, zing, zing.
It works out great for me. All right.
Yeah.
Sneak attack pooper caught in Iowa. What's worse?
That was me. Don't bother. That was
all right, well, all right. Well, then there
Nail.
You go. All right. So Eric was right. But...
Wait, hold on, Eric. Let me check your drawers real quick. Mail.
No.
You just sexed him, is what they call it? Like he was a horseshoe crab? Mm. All right. But this is actually the way this article was written, so this isn't me trying to be silly. All right.
Sneak attack.
What's worse than a person who does their private potty business in public?
AIDS.
A person who then takes that business and plays with it. Last name Sodoma, 21. That's Sodom with an A. 21
sweetens the pot.
Yeah, is accused of defecating on a sidewalk in Elgin, Iowa, and then smearing the feces all over the door of a community organization.
Of course.
The local sheriff's department say the Iowa resident launched the stink attack, that's how they phrased it, in the wee hours of the morning, roughly 3 a.m. While the suspect was gone by the time they arrived, a horrified witness got Sodoma's license plate number and called it in. This type of behavior defies the basic morals of the community. Fayette County Sheriff Marty Fisher told the Gazette.
I like the idea that you can smear poo all over a wall or whatever, and then get in your car and grab the steering wheel, which you're going to have to use all the time.
Yep.
Like, it's no big thing.
That means you really care
about
what
you're obviously
doing.
Used well, first to it. You're one of those people that collects jars of your own urine and keeps them in the trunk of the car.
First you lift the door handle with your fucking poo hands, and then you smear your poopy hands. Maybe you turn the radio on first.
Well, why do you think they
make Febreze? Maybe you rummage through your CD case with your poopy hands.
Well, what if they took, like, a pool noodle and, like, smeared it with that?
Yeah, give a champion's advice.
Yeah?
Women don't like poopy hands.
See, no one in my experience, that's a complete falsity. Awesome. They love poopy hands.
My game and
all right,
my
tell me one good girly poopy hand story.
Or I'll tell you.
I'm sick of
a gentleman never kisses and tells or rubs poopy hands on a girl and tells.
My favorite.
See,
game,
if you're rubbing the poopy
but
hands,
I'm no
though,
gentleman.
If you're rubbing the poopy hands, though,
I'm no
the chick is not the poopy hand person.
Oh my god!
I want to tell you guys about a little game.
Oh god!
I used to play.
I'm letting a lie.
My freshman year of college, me and my friend Colin, we used to wait in the elevator and just ride it for fun. We get out of whatever floor to side
it's a trap.
On, and as soon as it opened, whoever was waiting, we would extend our arms in like zombie fashion and just go, poopy hands, and just start walking towards them really fast.
Did you really?
Oh, I swear, it was just so funny.
This was on the Tower of Terror ride at MGM, so it didn't really take effect.
People freak out,
man.
Tower
of poop.
They won't fight you because you have poopy hands, but they're like, dude, get the fuck away from me. Oh, my God.
Nick,
oh, my God.
Nick, before the answer is revealed, can I look at the answer sheet? I just want to see what you say.
Yeah, they haven't.
I want to see with your
eyes. Oh, yeah, now you can see behind the scenes. They haven't submitted the answer yet. Their answers yet. So be careful. All right, Eric, you're the guest. Let's hear what you.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
All right, so somebody is just playing around with their feces on the street right now.
Yeah.
All right.
You know it.
And what's their gender?
I don't know because I've actually seen videos of like this huge black lady just pinching a loaf right on a city street.
Well then.
Yeah. But that
it only defies the basic morals.
This
of
is
the
Iowa.
Community.
This is
the
Iowa. That
morals
helps.
Totally
this is Iowa.
Condone
oh, God,
poopy
that
hands.
Help.
This is
Iowa. I still think has the highest literacy rate in the country.
Does it?
I thought what was it? What was their repercussion of this?
Because I know they were the first state with public schools.
What had happened to this person?
I think I don't. I've been stripped of my answer sheet, but I believe that this person was arrested.
They had public schools before any other
it
state.
Doesn't say what they were like. Sentenced. They were just arrested.
But they have the suspects. You know, name, so presumably they've know who did it, so.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, you want me to go first, or you want to go?
Well, I'm always going to bet on black, so I'm going to go with Big Black Jeff, the black man who was playing with his poop.
Male.
Male?
I'm going.
Girls don't like poopy hands.
That's right.
I'm going female.
Girls love poopy hands.
Because I went female last time, and it screwed me over, so I'm just going to try to roll the dice the
just
exact
keep,
same
just
way.
Just keep hitting
twice.
It.
Yeah.
I immediately regret my decision.
All right, so Glenn is going with female.
Yeah.
Eric.
Oh, I ride that train on
man,
through. It's a
Melonica.
Man.
All right, well, Glenn just got knocked down another peg on
it's
the total.
It is
ball.
A man.
Yeah. Oh.
So
Eric, one for one. You can retire now undefeated if you want.
You're batting 1,000.
You know, you know I will.
It's like Pete in softball.
Yeah,
yeah. It's actually, true. We've got. I have a third one, just in case that Glenn kept the battle going. Even longer. Pete, do you want to read this one?
Well, that was a foolish idea, but yes.
I don't know why I just asked.
I will read it.
I don't know why I asked for it back. I will read it.
I will read the...
I don't own the BlackBerry.
Yes.
I don't, but you guys can carry me on my back, because I'm wearing your back because I'm a fucking midget, and I... My little legs are going to get tired on the way to Mount Doom.
So you're the, so you're the BlackBerry. I get it.
All right. All right.
You bet on BlackBerry, and you won.
All right, ready?
You always bet on BlackBerry.
Well, I'm ready, even though I know the answer.
Yeah, Nick should play.
Yeah.
Well, you are a White Sox fan. You are very used to cheating.
That's true. Oh,
as a foundation for your championship.
You know, I mean, because the Yankees have never, none of them have been caught using steroids.
None of them.
Especially not their World Series.
Giambi! Excuse me.
Giambi didn't use steroids. He was just really strong. At heart. At heart.
His brother got caught using steroids.
Get a steroid gland.
Would you like to know more?
Yes. No. No. All right, here we go. Last name Rem 23 apparently posted the blog Tuesday on MySpace on a MySpace page.
God damn it!
I'm so bad at this. I'm just used to winning. I'm not used to reading.
Do you remember when Nick used to read things very articulately?
Tuesday on a MySpace page before surrendering to the police later that morning. The suspect remained at Oklahoma County Jail this morning without bail on complaints of murder and robbery with a firearm in connection with.
Dude.
What?
Hold on. He's not done yet.
Oh, no, it's a guy. It's
connection
my
with the June with the June 25th shooting and death of Richard Bradley Tucker, 38, of 6107 Bell Drive. Rem described Tucker as a friend. The quote, "If I had not been there while I was buying drugs, then I would not have been involved at all," the offender wrote. Guess the gender of this offender. In parentheses, man. Oh, fuck. Guess the gender of the offender, guys.
Well, so it was like it was a friend.
It's a trap.
It was a friend that was around doing drug deals and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I got it, Ryan. Ugh, I'm out of here.
But it was based.
Thanks for having me. I'm going back to Boston.
The brilliant thing.
Are you shipping off to Boston?
No,
no.
All right.
So, yeah, it was a guy.
I'm gonna roll the dice one more time.
You sticking with the ladies?
Oh yeah. No justification.
Well, keep in mind, this was posted on a MySpace blog.
The only justification I have is that it failed me twice, and I feel like I'm too.
How many junkies have computers that they can just get onto MySpace
too
and start
many.
Blogging? Yeah,
or not
right.
enough. Not enough.
I'm going with women on this one.
You feel like I feel like they would have sold the computer for drugs by now.
You're both going with women?
Yeah.
Whether you're going with women
or... No, that's a cop-out. I'll take guy.
Damn it.
But, no, we need competition. So I'm going with guy.
Yeah, because there's no competition. It's some communist
shit. So that's your final answer, yes. Both of you? Well, Glenn, you're wrong. It was a guy.
Yeah!
Just kidding. It was a woman. Oh, my God. You're right.
Seriously, dude. I'm on.
Oh, my God. I'm so good at
that. Eric, that competition thing that you put in, you know, you may have lost because of it.
Simon Cowell.
But it made it interesting.
And you love America.
I love America so high.
Pete, you do great on American Idol.
If it were a sexy woman, I would try to hit on it, and it would probably shoot me down.
The best part of that story was that it showed...
That I read it.
It
was so bad.
I actually left that. Well, I did omit the part where it talks about how this lady had a daughter as well, because I thought that'd be a giveaway, and like left stuff in the note. It's like, when I get out of jail, honey, like I'm gonna be such a good mom.
you omitted that,
and then,
thankfully.
And then it had photos.
A little bit more stuff for me to read.
And then it said like these photos are just like lifted from her MySpace page, and they had like photos of her in a bikini and stuff, as if that was relevant to anything.
I guess if it was exactly a guy, it would have been that much better.
Yeah.
Plus, Eric would have won, which right. I love, because my hated rival, Glenn, lost.
You guys are, you know, the game's over. You guys, you know, still got to shake hands and be friends.
No. What I love is, in baseball, you grow up, like, all the way through Babe Ruth. You slap hands with the other team. You guys line up and, you know, shake hands. And then once you get to the pros... You do that with your own team.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fucking
you congratulate
okay
yourself.
For you,
now, why does
watch
it
what we're doing.
Yeah.
What?
I love that.
Now, personally, I'm not a hockey fan, and I never will be. And I personally don't think it's that great of a sport. Personally, that's just my own opinion. I know people love it or whatever. But the argument I
was
hate
hoping
is
that there was, I was
make.
Hoping there was no but. That was your whole comment. Just I really don't like hockey.
Good night, guys. But... argument I always hear on the radio, on sports radio or whatever, it's just like, well, hockey is the one sport where they still line up with the other team and shake hands.
That's absolutely
It's like
ridiculous.
So.
It's the
like
one sport like where they punch each other right, in the head, and so it's like exactly. It's considered acceptable.
Well, one thing you have to hand to these athletes. First of all, I have to plug this. If you want a poster in this place, here's a plug for you. Hanover Liquors. On the corner of Fleet and Hanover Street in Boston's North End.
Visit it. Or
02113.
Can you say the name of the place again?
Yeah, Hanover Liquors on the corner of Fleet and Hanover Street, 02113 in Boston's North End. Joey, the owner, completely single ladies. Where the beer flows like wine.
All the single ladies.
All right, so we get like a couple athletes that'll come in, and like we've had athletes come in, and they'll like rack up a bill that goes beyond $1,000, and they'll come up and they'll try to act all like suave about it and be like, oh, that's it. And then you'll get like hockey players that come in with their faces just beat to hamburger meat, and they'll slap down like a bottle of $5 champagne.
Oh, they don't get paid dick, man.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just like they just got into a brutal fist fight. They just pretty much played for a meal. Let's get ripped off of $5 champagne. It's like champagne. The coolest thing ever.
No, I'm not saying that hockey players aren't hardcore.
They are hardcore. Right.
Well, I mean, how you said, like, they don't get paid shit. They play their hearts out because they want to play, you know?
Yeah, but if you look at, there's a salary cap, and they don't make that much money in the sport. I mean, the best players in hockey, like, making per year, making, like, these are the superstars, making, like, $6-7 million a year or something like that.
Mm.
And in baseball, that's, like, a garbage player.
That's a slap in the face in the MLB.
Yeah, everyone was, like, freaked out that Abreu only got, like, $5 million.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, even look at, like, A-Rod. Didn't he, like, find a loophole in his contract, which he was already getting a shitload for?
Well, he didn't. It was Scott Boras, shyster on
the planet. The opt-out clause is now a big thing because people can choose to opt out and make more cash.
Isn't he, like, the highest-paid athlete right now, at least in the United States? I don't know about the world, but I know that he's getting paid a ridiculous amount.
All the highest-paid athletes in the world are all in the Premiership soccer leagues in Europe. But
No.
In America,
I mean, yeah.
Actually, Tiger Woods makes the most money of any athlete.
I bet.
Christian's yelling shit I can't hear at me.
Christian, what's up?
I'm quite sure that David Beckham makes more money than Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, that's right. What was his deal to come over to America? And then he bailed on it.
Well,
I mean, like, he was such a huge deal in Europe to begin with.
Yep.
That to get him over here would be, like, an even bigger deal.
Yeah, now he's going back.
He claimed to retire at the end of the World Cup last year. Well, a couple of years ago,
rather. But then
And then when he came here, it was like everybody in Europe was bullshit.
He's kind of like the Brett Favre of soccer.
Well, he wanted to play for the Galaxy.
Just kidding, I like Brett Favre.
He's like, oh, I'm going to come here and promote the MLS because everyone thought he was garbage after the British national team sucked.
He's still going to be a Hall of Famer, so you might as well get rich. It's like,
so they signed
a soccer Hall of Fame?
Think of Snoop Dogg.
But the thing is,
Snoop Dogg, I trust.
When he showed up, he kept saying, oh, my ankle hurts, like I can't play, I'm injured. And then he would go play like a friendly for the English national team like 2 days later, and then he'd be like, oh, my ankle hurts.
Shit.
And then, he'd be fine. And he went over to, he went on a rental to AC Milan.
And he
played like awesome. And then he comes back to LA, he's like, my foot hurts, I can't.
But it's not like soccer is like a huge prestigious sport in the United States right now anyway.
He got booed and they tried to fuck, because there's a whole lot of the more and more Latin immigrants we get, they all are nuts for MLS.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, especially like the two LA teams, mm-hmm. the Galaxy and the Chivas USA are like, people like stab each other over that shit.
That's sweet, man. I love soccer hooligans.
Yeah. Get them over
I love
here.
That kind of criminal. It's
I
just
love
like,
knives.
See, I would go to a soccer
wounds.
Game, but I would not watch the game. I would just like try to pick fights.
I've gone to a soccer game and left like after the second quarter, pretty much, and just got hammered.
Quarter.
In the you heard me. I'm from the United States. I don't know shit about
there's
soccer.
There's a lot of fast kicking,
low scoring,
yeah, right. And ties.
And ties. And
oh no,
ties.
It's a very it's
how come
a really
you got
exciting
to say
sport.
Two and I didn't,
for a low scoring sport, it is
I'm
really exciting. Especially these guys have to run around for 45 minutes at a time.
Yeah,
non-stop.
I think
what is it? A midfielder runs like 12 to 14 miles a game.
12 to 14 miles, something like that. Yeah,
that is absurd.
That's fucking, and that's mixing.
It's half a marathon, but you're doing it at like full tilt.
You're mixing sprints in with jogging, which a lot of like marathon runners just couldn't do. It's a pretty horrible thing that someone has to go through to play soccer.
It's a gauntlet, no matter
gauntlet
what.
Gauntlet legend.
Yeah, I was going to say, time limit equals health.
Blue Beckham has gained a level.
I can never understand what that dude was saying.
Food is good.
Find the physical.
One thing that I have learned about European professional sports, though, is they're not that great at darts. It's not that hard to get.
Oh, yeah, tell that story.
Darts. Oh, I was leading really into it.
It does, I thought.
All right.
Can I say one last thing about Gauntlet before
Do
we
it.
Go? The narrator, him not being able, you not being able to understand him was a serious problem, and you get stuck for like half an hour at a time trying to figure out how to get past a certain point because he explained it to you at the beginning of the level, but you couldn't hear a word he fucking said.
And there was no objective.
There's no
screen.
Way to go back and
it
check.
It sounds
or anything
like the taxi guys, or not the taxi guys, like the people at Metro North in New York City, when they're trying to speak to you through like that shield thing, like the plexiglass, and like the their microphone's all fucked up, and it's just like, you have to take this phone channel. It's like,
excuse
north
me?
Or south. Just tell me to go fuck myself.
It sounds like track 19.
You can go fuck yourself.
It sounds like
yeah,
a
I actually understood
guy.
Every word of that. I'm so urban.
But you were going to talk about darts.
Well, do we have enough time for this story?
Of
yes,
course.
Absolutely. All right.
For you, Eric,
we're
all
in,
right. the time
we're
in the
charge
world.
Of this
we'll
shit.
Make time.
All right. So I was in my girlfriend. She's from Italy, Tanya. I don't really love you, but I do love you. So anyway, I was with Tanya, who I love very much. Big fan of the show. So we go to Italy, and we end up in Rimini, which is like this town that's like
built
for
young
people.
We're actually doing our next cast in Italian, Tanya, so you hold tight.
Yeah, and your face will just be the face of Click It or Ticket. But anyway, so we go to Rimini, which is like a town
Ryan
built for like
you
young people. And like the bars are open 24/7, and I don't do dance clubs or anything like that. I just like to drink.
You look like a dance club.
I like to boogie down with my sleeveless shirts.
Are there even
the
dance
time.
Clubs in Boston? Because I get
oh yeah,
really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess
Nick's never been to Boston, so
never once.
Really?
I've lived like 2 hours away from it my entire life.
Oh no, you definitely have to come up then. There'll always be a place.
It's a fray.
So many bars.
Oh, thanks,
but man. Anyway, we're in Rimini, so I don't want to dance. I don't want to go to a dance club or anything like that. So we end up going out to this bar, which happens to be like. It's like the first British pub in Italy, like the only one that they have, really. And so they're like, let's go there. They have darts for free. And I'm like, sweet. I like darts. I like to drink.
I
so
like darts.
For fuck's sake. So we end up just going there. And we have a couple beers and everything like that. But they have a free dart.
More.
So we just start playing darts, fucking around and everything. And I look over to my right, and there's a bar right there. And there's just a guy sitting there in cowboy boots with a cowboy hat on. He's got a windbreaker on, but he has this long, greasy hair like Steven Seagal, where it's like always wet. And he's just sitting there
Is
and he's watching quietly and everything like that. So we're playing darts and everything like that. And we finish up for the night. He gets up, he leaves, we go home. Then, like, the second night, we're like, what do you want to do? I was like, let's go back to that place. Like, that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So we go back. We have a couple beers. We start playing darts. The guy's there again.
Just staring?
Yeah, and he's got a buddy with him this time who was, like, this angry-looking Samoan guy who was bald and just, like, staring. Like,
it's a trap!
Samoan. He had really big calves.
Yeah.
The biggest.
Oh, dude, he was, like, opening beer bottles with his calves only. And so we start playing darts and everything
For Samoan
like that. We finish up.
Only.
I'm completely hammered.
Instead
and
of a
this guy comes
jacket,
walking up to me.
Only
he takes off his hat, and it was the funniest thing because he has that long, greasy hair, but he's completely bald on top.
Oh,
and then all of a sudden, he takes off the windbreaker, and he's got a second windbreaker under it that
yeah,
says something, something dart club with a big
Ooh.
Dart in it. He goes, hey, you want to play? And as he's saying this, he pulls out a plastic case from his pocket and whips out three darts.
Like, that's a spring loaded out of his sleeve.
He goes, and I was like, yeah, all right.
You're lucky he didn't shoot them in your neck.
Eric just made a new drop.
So I was like, all right, yeah, I'll play. So
He'll
the guy's like,
that.
All right. So we start playing, and it wasn't even that I beat him. It was that I wiped the floor with this guy.
And how often do you play darts?
Never. I just was really drunk, and I was like, I love to throw shit. And so, like, I just started playing this guy, and by happenstance, I get it down to where, like, it just gradually went down. You start at 501, you throw the darts, you count down from
that.
And you
that. Have to get it exact with a double on the last
yeah,
shot, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So we get it, like, we're going down. It goes from, like, 501. I have, like, 200. This guy still has, like, 450. And, like, he's obviously getting upset about it and everything like that. By the end of it, I couldn't, for the life of me, get a double. So he manages to get it all the way down where it's basically equal.
So he pulls a Glenn from Guess the Gen of the Offender.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
And who are you in this
but
situation?
But the thing is,
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response, Nick.
The thing, though, is, like, this guy was a professional. This should never
Don't
happen.
Do
oh, he was getting, like, paid and shit?
He was, well, I mean, not for that game, but I mean.
But in general, he's
yeah.
A
oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so we end up getting it down to where I can't get a double, he can't get a double, and then finally I just ace one. I was just like, I turn around and I look at my girlfriend and she's just like, you just beat a professional dart player. I was like, I know. Does that make me a professional? And she's like, yeah, high five. And I turn around and the guy is like, bullshit. His face is beet red and he keeps whipping the darts at the board and everything. I was like, dude, do you want a beer? And he's like, no. Grabbed his jacket, grabbed his hat and stormed out of the bar.
Did he leave his custom darts?
Oh, absolutely not. He was like, those threw back into the
you
case.
See, it should be like, it should work like Pogs, where those are yours now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you take them. And
if I did not have a witness for this, I would have killed myself. My
just
girl,
like
Tanya was pumped about it. She's so, like, oh my God.
That's
Tanya,
fantastic.
Sweet.
Tanya, if you're listening, if you could email Nick at peakglennandnick.com and let us know if this is what your version of the events are. Or
yeah, we'd like your side of the story.
And we want every, we want everyone's
Tanya,
feedback.
Don't do
it. Just play along.
Don't listen.
Would you like to know more?
Along with the story.
But anyway, like once we got back, like Tanya ran out and she bought a dartboard. She set it up in one of the rooms of my apartment, and she was like, "Let's go.
You're ready."
Oh yeah,
yeah. We had a dartboard in our room. I had to go pick it up in Brooklyn, and Jacob was trying to ride on the subway with that and a microwave, and he was trying to carry both of them at the same time. And it wasn't just like the circle. It was a big dart, like board cupboard thing. And as he gets the dartboard off of, he's switching trains. He gets the dartboard off of one train and then goes back from the microwave. The doors close. The microwave just goes off northbound to the next stop, just riding the rails. And then, so Jacob's
like
waiting for the next train. Yeah. But then
immediately it just got like one of those sticks with the handkerchief on it.
What are those? It's a
But anyway, a good Samaritan.
A bindle? What is it?
Bindle. Bindle. Yes.
Yeah, bindle, baby.
A good Samaritan came back with the microwave and said, we figured someone want this back. So
did they like smash it in front of them?
No fucking way.
So I carried.
Someone rode the train the opposite
turned around,
train.
Yeah. And,
holy
and
left.
They were with a group of people.
This
they
in
like
New York?
Yeah. They left and they were like, hold on, I'm going to bring this microwave back to
the
person.
My God.
Yeah. So I thought that was a nice little.
Was there a bomb in it or. What did they gain from this?
Yeah, we blew up the World Trade Center with it, so.
Oh.
That's how that happened.
I work for the government.
I always wondered.
Or I did, but now that Bush isn't in charge anymore, I'm out of
Jenga.
Jenga.
Well, Jenga, as you know, is the secret covert for the end of this podcast. Thank you for joining us once again, Eric. I'm glad you're here
Eric.
To witness the historic end of Guess the Gender of the Offender.
I love
Glenn, who won again?
I apologize.
I don't remember. I'm colorblind.
Nick, who won?
Yeah, a lot of things happen on this podcast. It's hard to.
Eric, who won? It was you.
It was Bowie.
You're
Bowie
all the winners.
Always comes out on top.
You're all the winners when you listen to Clickers.
Glenn was the last
lot,
winner.
Guys.
Glenn was the last.
Eric say send us out here. What do you have to say?
Jesus, I don't know.
All right.
Lava, lava, lava,
smoke
lava.
Flat blunts, bang bad bitches.
Lava, 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 lava.
All right. Good night, everyone.